Well, mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. This verse is taken from the high priestly prayer, which John has recorded from us, where Jesus is praying to God the Father. And in the early part of this prayer, Jesus says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. And this verse 10, he says, all mine are yours, and yours are mine. I am glorified in them. So Jesus is saying, the time's come now, glorify me that I may glorify you. And in this verse, he is showing his equality with God by saying, what's yours is mine and mine is yours. But he's saying, now glorify me in them. I can be glorified through them. Remember, the apostles are there at the time, just everyday people like me and you. And the apostles go on to bring glory to Jesus the way they live their life, or strive to live their lives. Well, we know they don't get it all right. We know that we see that in Peter. But they strive to get it right, to bring glory to Jesus. As Jesus asked his Father, now the time's come, bring glory to me so I may bring glory to you. That we ourselves can bring glory to Christ through the way that we live our lives, through how we interact with other people, and the choices that we make in a world that is against us as Christians, that we have to battle the bad and the evil to bring the light of Christ in the world. And by doing that, we bring glory to him. So living this fulfilled life for his glory, as I always say, is bringing glory to God, bringing glory to the kingdom of heaven, pointing other people to a better way, a hope beyond all imagination. What an honor that is for us, that we are bringing and can be and are invited to bring glory to Jesus, because the Holy Spirit's in us and helping us. But God's enabled us with the different gifts and talents that he's given us to go out into the world, knowing Jesus now, changing from our old ways into the new ways, and bringing glory to him. So when Jesus says, what's mine is yours and yours is mine, and now I can be glorified in them, what a great honor and responsibility. That not only were those disciples at the time challenged with that, but we are challenged with those words today, that we can bring glory to Jesus. So are you living your life in such a way that every day you bring glory to Jesus? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this such beautiful prayer that Jesus, your Son, prayed to you. And we pray, Lord, with such a responsibility it can feel like, but such an honour as well, that we can bring glory to you, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, through the way that we choose to live our lives. Amen.